trouble with us is, as I've indicated, the world can mock our God because we have not demonstrated His power. I'll close the book before I go any further. But let me say this to you. There is such a thing as spiritual power. There is such a thing as being filled with the Holy Ghost. There is such a thing as the power of God resident in the life of a Christian to enable him to live above the world and sin with heart made pure and garments white and Christ enthroned within. There is such a thing as being constantly, continually filled with the Holy Ghost so that we are living under His influence. And let me tell you, if you are living daily under the influence, under the government of the Holy Ghost, it is impossible but that people will see the difference. And then there is crowning that. Not something that we can plan or manufacture or obey our way into. There is something that God gives in His sovereignty to those who live under the control of His Spirit. And that is the mighty effusion of special power to drive back the Assyrian. And when it's done, it will be just as clear as it was in the days of Hezekiah. It wasn't the army of Judah did it. Didn't do it by numbers, didn't do it by military strategy, didn't do it by sword or spear. They did it by contacting God in prayer.